This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Final hour of the show. It's Frog Week. Tomorrow we're having imaging. You guys ever seen those Planet Earth documentaries or those? I can't even say the publication because I know an AO is going to come after this. But the BBC Nature documentaries that have an amazing plethora.
AO.
That's what I was waiting for there. It is Frog Week. Tobin is out. He is too good for us now that he is a professional dirty boxing play-by-play specialist there. But have no fear, we will be holding things down, which means, just like normally, let's go ahead and get into these headlines. These headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. We mentioned it. The Cat Split the Weekend are back in action this upcoming Friday. The Miami Heat snapped the streak and have arguably the biggest game of the season coming up against Jimmy Butler. That's for the petty fans, not for any sort of standings or any sort of implication on the draft. Simply for the petty. It's almost like those seasons you had with the Dolphins or the Canes where they're losing and you're just like, as long as they beat FSU or as long as we beat the Jets, as long as we beat the Patriots, you know, I'll be okay with it. So it's kind of what
we had that feeling this past year. How did it work out? As long as not we beat Ohio State,
still I mean, won the chip. But every time you see an Ohio State fan, though, you do say you do claim to be the champion, and you do say you didn't even want the coach.
Hey, so. Vlad, I didn't put this out there. What do fans say? Hey, you want to beat the champ? You want to beat the champ? You got to beat the champ.
Hey, man, to beat a man, you got to beat the man. That's what I heard. Yo.
So, Michigan beat Ohio State. What does that make us?
Champion, baby.
Yeah.
That's it.
I like it.
No, well, here's the thing. If you've beaten somebody 4 times, it's four right. In a row.
So you can go ahead on and have your little trophy, and you can say you won a national championship, but keep in mind, just drop it off in Michigan.
That's right. Got some birthdays today. We didn't mention any birthdays. I just want to hear the list of birthdays we got for today. Let's start things off with Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning with a birthday today.
Right. Happy birthday.
He's probably somewhere making a funny commercial.
Maybe he's going to Omaha Steaks, maybe?
Omaha, probably.
Is he 50 yet?
He's got to be past 50.
49.
Really? Oh, my bad.
Yeah, absolutely. We got Chris Bosh. Chris Bosh celebrating a birthday today.
That should have been first. What's wrong with you, man?
You're right.
Chris Bosh, right. Wait, let me guess.
Yeah.
42?
41.
41.
Pretty good. DeMar 41? Hamlin celebrating a birthday today.
Oh, man. Every day he
27?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
27. I'm sure he's happy. He's happy to see 27 after that scary.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like all birthdays are different.
Yeah.
Like, DeMar Hamlin having a birthday.
For sure.
I mean, to see another birthday.
To play football.
Sure. Yeah.
To see another birthday. Yeah.
Yeah.
Peyton, you just have to walk around him to make eye contact because his neck
gravitational pull. Big old head.
And Bosh been living his best life. So
yeah, Bosh is doing.
Once he accepted the fact he couldn't play basketball no more.
What's that?
The first three names you name. Two guys had heart issues, and then one guy had a neck issue.
Bosh didn't have a heart issue.
Blood clot.
Yeah, but that's
not. I mean, not in the heart. I'm sorry. He had blood clot issues.
But just some sort of health issue.
Yes, he had health issues.
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie to
you. But the difference is that he couldn't play basketball.
Yeah.
Another notable name for birthday. Wasn't this guy canceled? Tommy Hilfiger. Can't remember.
He was canceled?
Yeah, I feel like at some point people were like,
he was a sick. Hey, man, big part of my childhood.
Yeah, Tommy. Polo.
Yeah.
How about this one? Harry Houdini. Best magician of all time?
I mean, didn't he?
I like David Blaine.
I like David Blaine. I'm not going to lie to you.
I ain't going to hold you.
David Blaine's that guy.
I bet you J-Fig likes David Blaine.
Yeah, totally.
Why would you say that?
Emo.
You know what? David Blaine is goth. And Chris Angel, emo. You know why? Chris Angel, so emotional about it. All up in your face.
Oh, he did get canceled because at first, I don't know if you want to say canceled, but he did say
his jeans wasn't for black people.
Yeah, he wasn't rock. But the same, I think Ralph Lauren said the same thing as well.
Correct.
So, yeah, both designers.
And let's put it this way.
Yeah.
They don't make clothes for shapely individuals.
Yeah. I mean, so does half of China. But what are we going to do about that?
Yeah, we make everything good.
And let me explain. So if I wore pants according to my waist,
yeah,
I would weigh like 33s.
Yeah.
Right? 32, 33.
Oh, during that time, we were wearing 30. Like, yeah, we were back wearing baggy.
You love
baggy
that number, jeans. Huh?
Right. Really. But I can't. My fat legs and ass ain't fitting in no 33s or 32s because they make everything slim fit.
Yeah.
So I got to buy pants, have them taken in, and whatever.
Yeah.
So when you go to certain brands, I don't even worry about getting them because I know they built skinny fit. They fit Vlad.
Wow.
I agree.
So
with that. It's
Vlad ain't never had a problem getting in Tommy Hilfiger or anything like that. Because
yeah, but Vlad wasn't wearing that at that time. Vlad was wearing
no. It was wearing the baggy stuff.
Yeah, Vlad was wearing four sizes bigger than he should have.
Yeah.
So my only question
32
now
wearing
is
Leroy, 36. What's wrong with me at that time?
Do you want some fries with that shake? That's essentially the. Only
you were trying to. Was that him saying he was? Was that him shaming?
I don't know. He was shaming himself.
Yeah. I was telling the story. No, I'm not fat, but like my waist is
I know what
tiny.
You're trying to say. That's why I didn't really say anything.
I'm like, I don't know why I'm built like Baby Got Back. Little in the middle, but he got much back.
Last famous birthday, Undertaker.
Oh, the dead man.
Oh, he's 56, 57?
Ooh, that's a good guess. That is 60 years old.
Oh, good God. Yeah, good. Yeah. Thank God he's not no longer in the ring.
Yeah. It was a rough watch his last couple years. WWE's doing their thing right now anyway, so that's good. They got it all.
Leroy, are you auditioning for Astro? That's what's...
It's the right time to do it. Sperm break.
Point.
That's happening all across South Florida now.
If I were to do something like that, that would be like just putting a piece of bait on a line and not fishing for anything in particular. Right? Mm. You don't know what's gonna bite that line. Anywhere from a carp to a marlin to whatever. No. You don't just go shake your booty for everybody.
Can't do it. Can't do it. Plus, I believe it was a great Mahatma Gandhi who said, I don't think you're ready for this jelly. When we come back.
When you said Mahatma Gandhi, Vlad looked over for the button. Like,
did you see that?
He said, it was the great Mahatma.
Point
And the funny part about it is he tried to hit it in advance before you could even say it, but he couldn't find it quick enough.
I think he said it. I'm not sure. I'm almost positive. But When we come back, we have a top five double dip for the ages, top five athletes who were successful outside of their sport in honor of our boy George Foreman. But before we get to that, Leroy, why don't you let us know about the funnest, if that is a word, golf tournament coming to South Florida?
You know what? Liv is coming back to Trump National Doral next week, April 4th through the 6th. And it's huge. It's something you've never seen. It's at the Blue Monster, and they do go big. There's phenomenal golf there. Major champion winners like John Rahm, Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, and many more. They have huge DJ sets, epic street food, and ska punk legend Sublime headlining a concert on Saturday night. Now, it's a little more lively. Just imagine if you watch golf, the 16th hole at the in Vegas, the tournament they do in Vegas, or is it in Phoenix? Sorry, the Phoenix Open. That thing is massive, or I think it's the WM right now. It's massive. It's raucous. It's crowds. It's drinks. It's food. Whatever you want, and you can enjoy all the golfers sitting in one spot. Grab your tickets at livegolf.com. That's livegolf.com.
Going to the next joint.
Excuse me? You double dipped the chip.
Double dipped? What are you talking about?
You dipped the chip. You took a bite. And you dipped again.
Top five double dip time right here on the Tobin and Leroy Show. Frog Week, like I've mentioned multiple times, which means the silly will commence. We talked about the unfortunate recent passing of icon George Foreman, who, much like his success in the ring, experienced success out of the ring.
Marcos, have you ever seen George Foreman fight?
I've seen YouTube clips of, what was it? Was it Rumble in the Jungle? Was that him or was that Frazier, Ali?
You ever see him on Joe Frazier? Joe Frazier's a strong man. He moved Joe Frazier.
Which one was George?
Rumble in the Jungle was...
Frazier?
No, that was Ali and Foreman.
Okay, okay. Yeah. So that, whichever...
You're Rumble in the Jungle.
Okay, okay. So then, yeah, I did... Is that the Rope-A-Dope?
Yeah, that's the Rope-A-Dope.
Okay, okay. So I've seen more of that in Will Smith's representation of Muhammad Ali. That is the only thing, and maybe a YouTube clip. That is the only thing of George Foreman I've seen in regards to
boxing. But the thing is, that was in the 70s?
Yeah.
He won the title again in the 90s.
Crazy. No, absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. Comeback story, for sure. Resilient man, excellent boxer, excellent
big entrepreneur. Big dude.
Now, let's go ahead and get to the top five double dip list. This is ranking the top five athletes who found success outside of their respective sport. Let us start off with number five, Tony Hawk. Tony Hawk. Now, of course, skateboard fame. Very, very popular in the 90s. But it was his video game that found success. Probably more success. More people have played the Tony Hawk Pro Skater game than know him as a skateboarder. Did you guys have
somehow people nowadays don't even know who he is? They won't recognize him when he walks in the room.
Like, you kind of look like Tony Hawk.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And mind you, there's going to be a lot of people on this list. For example, like, I don't have Shaq on this list or Magic Johnson on this list. Because if you get sponsorships from whatever you're doing, I don't really count that as like a business venture of some sort, or at least going out on a limb. I know Shaq is on every possible branding. I know Magic Johnson,
he owns a lot of stuff
for sure, but I'm talking about, you took a risk, you did something different, and actually more people may know you for that than what you actually did within your sport.
I know a bunch of people never saw Jordan play but know him for his shoes.
Correct. Jordan is on this list. That is a good point. He is number four on the list. Michael Jordan. He would be higher on the list because he's compiled a billion-dollar entity.
More than that, he just sold a team.
Multi-billion dollar. Look, he's a lot of his income has been definitely from the clothing, but his greatness on the court is also a thing of legends, which is why, yes, his shoes are important, but no one is also going to forget that he's a basketball player. No one will ever forget why Jordans are iconic, and it's because...
So you're saying people don't... People forget Tony Hawk was a skateboarder?
Yeah, or he's not as recognizable for like I don't
know. They don't know him. You can put him in a room. They don't know
who what is his iconic skateboard move.
But you do the video. The video game.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. His crowning, you ask me what's Michael Jordan's crowning moment, and I can point to so many different moments. You ask me what Tony Hawk did, and maybe he did a cool trick one time, like a 1080 or something like that. Like, I don't know.
I think he was like, for skateboarding,
yeah,
he was like what Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus was to golf.
That's interesting.
He's the guy that made skateboarding cool.
Correct.
And so other kids and other people wanted to do it. So that's what he did. Same thing with golf. Tiger. Forget how great Tiger was.
How about Tiger?
Tiger got more people involved in golf that otherwise would have never cared about golf.
Yeah, correct. Coming in at number three. This one's going to blow your guys' mind. I know it.
How do you know?
Pat Connaughton coming in at number three.
Who? The guard from Milwaukee?
Yes, indeed. The basketball shooting guard from Milwaukee, who was also drafted by the Baltimore Orioles in the 2014 MLB draft before getting selected in the 2015 NBA draft by the Brooklyn Nets. He was first off scouted by the Yankees when he was 17, drafted by the Orioles in 2014, took that signing bonus, went back to school, gave it to his papa, who happened to be a pretty savvy businessman in the real estate world. And long story short, as of right now, Pat Connaughton, due to various retail investments that he has made, has a net worth and assets of the business that he started with his father of over $500 million. And by the time he retires in basketball, will have assets of over $1 billion in regards to real estate. Pat Connaughton, obviously he had a little bit of help there, but going to be known way more for his billionaire.
Pat Connaughton dollars. Could come right now and kick me in the junk.
And you wouldn't know who the hell he is.
Unless he had his jersey on.
So Pat Connaughton can, but Chuck Norris can.
I kick Chuck Norris head. I don't know why y'all keep talking about these old people.
Keep bringing it up. That's
keep
great.
Bringing it up.
I hope one day this gets to him and he hears something.
Come on.
Number two on the list.
Hey, I'm going to do this to him. Come on, man. Come on, get this.
Number two on the list, John Madden.
Now,
yeah,
I tell you what, I think his estate still gets 25 a year.
Look at that.
For the Madden game.
Look at that.
That's not, but here's what I would say about this. Unlike the other people you mentioned, besides Jordan,
yeah,
everybody knows who John Madden is. Everybody.
Well, I wouldn't say everybody.
You know, there's very few people on this planet you can recognize by just a voice.
Correct.
Or a saying.
Boom. But you may know him, more people may know him for his broadcasting or his video game than they would know that he played football. People don't even know he played football.
He was a Super Bowl winning coach.
Coach.
I mean,
that's obviously where he found his most success, but...
But he also made it. He got popular with the commercial, the beer commercial, and then
he was an icon. Dude. Yeah. He was an icon that stretched past football.
Put it this way: he is one of those people that had a base, but his fame came more from his personality, not more from what he did. Right?
Yep.
His enthusiasm doing games and stuff like that—you forget about how knowledgeable he really was in the sport because of his delivery. So, yeah, I could see it, but I would say this. When you go Tony Hawk and you go Connaughton.
Yeah.
Right? The only person that of that group that would say was more noticeable than John Madden would be Jordan.
Yeah, I agree. I think right? So far in the list, he'll definitely rank above them. And you know what? He'll probably rank somewhere high with these honorable mentions that we're going to get to right now. Just to recap you on the list, this is the top five double dip for the most successful athletes that found financial wealth outside of their sport. Thus far, we've listed Michael Jordan, Tony Hawk, Pat Connaughton, and John Madden. Now time for our honorable mentions. Let's start off with Babe Ruth, who, of course, got into candy. Baby Ruth. Pretty good. Had a wealth for him.
Baby Why are you smiling Ruth. So much when you say that?
Because
you I would just... mention somebody that got into the game with candy.
Okay. Wow. What do you mean? What do you mean by that, Leroy? What do you mean by that?
Wait. Hold on, no, Jennifer.
What do you mean by that, Leroy?
This ain't got nothing to do with fat shaming. Dude always eating candy.
I do love
candy. No, I know.
Always.
I do love candy.
Also, he's a child. He's a toddler.
Right.
Yeah, so I don't know, you know, times.
I mean,
of
I know why you stick to gummies. Because, you know, gummies and the little chew cans like that because frogs don't have teeth.
Ah, okay. Right, fair. Fair.
So he was the guy who had a gummy bear on the desk.
Oh, that wasn't me.
It was you, the mystery gummy bear. Don't know where it came from.
We had all assortments of food and whatever. Food was delicious. And then it was just random gummy bear.
It's not my gummy bear.
It was yours.
Of all the culprits, there's only one person who consistently brings candy everywhere you go.
Tobin already admitted to it.
And it appeared right after Marcos left my side of the table.
Right. Hey.
While he was saying hi.
I have a question real quick.
Yeah.
Marco.
Yep.
How you going to come hang out with the show and shoot basketball and pop a shot and all that for 4 hours, but not actually do the show?
No, it wasn't 4 hours. How long was I there for?
Four minutes.
Yeah, on Thursday, I was there for
four segments.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe even less. Thursday, I was there for like an hour. Friday, I was there the whole show. Speaking of that, Leroy, didn't you show up at 1 p.m. on Friday and you were gone by like 2:30?
Hey.
Yeah, what happened to you? You were going to stick around with us and play and
drink. So here's the deal. I got up early in the morning, went to golf, got worn out. I didn't even finish golf. I left because I didn't want to then show up after work, right, and start enjoying all the festivities while missing work. Huh. I just felt it's just like a
I don't know.
It's like going. It's like refusing to play in the Super Bowl and then going to the Super Bowl parade. Mm-mm. Right. So I'm like, I'm gonna leave early. I'm gonna get there like 1:31. At least, you know, I'll say, you know, I went. So that's the only reason why I did that. It didn't have nothing to do with other than I didn't feel right coming after work to have fun.
All right, enough of your excuses, Leroy. Let's get back to the double dip list. So far, first nominee for honorable mention, Babe Ruth, for inventing the Baby Ruth candy bar.
People are also calling you out because apparently
No proof. All right, let's get to another honorable mention of athletes who found success for something outside of their sport. You guys heard of Vinny Johnson from the championship Detroit Pistons team.
Ooh. Oh yeah, I know. Yes, I know him. Johnson. I know him. He owns a construction. He owns a construction company in Michigan.
Yes, but that's not where he found his wealth. He invented the microwave. If you guys don't know, Vinny Johnson, inventor of the microwave.
Minus one.
Invented the microwave.
Minus one. His nickname was the microwave.
Correct. Why do you think so?
Because
do your research, Vlad.
No, I know. Stop.
He was a bucket getter.
He was a bucket getter off the bench.
Dude, then why did they call him bucket getter? You guys are crazy. Mm. All right, let's keep it moving. Arnold Palmer invented iced tea and lemonade together. Pretty good. You can find that in Arizona flavor. Well,
here's the deal.
Made a fortune off that.
Is that Arnold Palmer used to drink it, and then it became a drink.
Correct.
Right?
Invented
and then
sold
there's
it for
been
millions.
Others. So you know what a Jack Nicklaus is?
Vodka and ice.
No, strawberry lemonade. No, so you know those Arizonas, the strawberry lemonade?
Yep.
Jack, that's Jack Nicklaus. Yep. You know the John Daly is?
Oh, that one. That's whiskey.
That's an Arnold Palmer with whiskey.
Yeah. See, so Arnold Palmer invented iced tea.
He didn't invite him.
What? Oh my God. All right, let's keep going. The last.
He does have the actual. What's a more famous drink? The Arnold Palmer or the Shirley Temple?
Damn, that's good. I'm going to say. Oof,
you know, hey, you know, I met her.
Shirley Temple?
She was the the queen of the
prom.
Rose Bowl parade 1 year.
Ah, okay. Was she already old then, or was she like?
She was in her 50s.
Oh, okay, something, yeah.
And then 1 year was Pele.
Pele. Oh, okay.
Oh, kicked it with Pele. Nice.
I don't remember who it was the other year. You know, you go so many times, you know, you lose, you okay, know, okay. Like, yeah.
I've been there so many times, you know.
I went to three Rose Bowls, dude.
It's impressive.
No, the old don't love Shirley Temple. Shirley Temple for like kids. When you go and you have when you have drinks or whatever, and you say, bring my daughter Shirley Temple.
I never had one of those.
It is
pretty good.
Sprite, grenadine, and a cherry.
Final honorable mention, Tim Horton, hockey player.
Horton's. Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes. Horton Hears a Who. He wrote that book. And
I knew he was going to say that.
Children's novel that is well respected.
Minus one.
Well respected.
So, you know, when you go up to Canada, they're everywhere like Dunks.
Yes, he has over 4,000 stores, even though he passed
away. But here's what I would say.
Yes.
They actually... It's better in that they have like an actual kitchen with people preparing food. They don't just truck it over to the place for the day. And they have something that until you actually have it, don't judge me.
Hmm?
Really? Smith, go to hell. So,
point.
They have something at Tim Hortons that doesn't exist anywhere else. Blueberry fritter. You've heard of apple fritter, right?
Mm.
Usually as a kid, you see that big giant donut. That was the apple fritter.
Yeah.
They have a blueberry one. Oh, goodness. I ate the hell out of those things. I don't know how the coffee is, but...
4,000 stores, it's got to be good.
They have some down here. They have some in the States.
Well, speaking of a culinary success outside of sports.
What are we doing?
Listen, Leroy. Hold on.
Leroy, guy I met. Let me see.
Leroy, when you said you met Shirley Temple, that's an old name, bro.
No, it's not. She was only in her 50s when she was the queen of the parade or whatever. Go look. 1990 Rose Bowl. I think it's 1990.
That's 35 years ago.
Huh?
That's 35 years ago.
Yeah, I was in college.
That's a long time.
Yeah, but you like making her sound like she was so old. She was like 50 then.
Number one on the list, Channing Crowder Powder. There you go.
What?
Wow.
You didn't even put John Orford all there?
Why would I do that?
Wow.
He had bagels.
Yeah, but I mean, he's number six for sure.
Dude, I love the way your list starts off.
Yeah. It starts off good and ends bad.
It's like, you know what it is? Can I just tell you?
Yeah.
Marco's list just now was the equivalent to a Miami Heat basketball game. First and second quarter, they bowling.
Yeah. It's a third
doing
quarter.
The thing, making shots from everywhere. Third quarter, they hanging on. Fourth quarter, single digits.
I blame you guys.
That's what your list just
You know
did.
What it is?
You gave us single digits for
you
one.
You had that list already written.
You didn't even give us, like Steven said, you didn't even give us Bo Camper. He had a dealership. He had, you know, he has a Bo Camper's restaurant.
This is the thing. You guys with your ADD, I started this list about 17 minutes ago. It was 10 people. Now all of a sudden we're talking about Shirley Temple.
Did you date Granny Smith? Did she give you some apples?
And Granny Smith. We get distracted by the chat. It's a kerfuffle here. It's a mess.
They said Leroy gave Granny Smith apples.
Leroy once dated Granny Smith.
That was his favorite teacher.
Hey, Jennifer.
Wow.
I am.
All right, maybe I added the apple part, but they did say you dated Granny Smith. You met Granny Smith.
Jennifer, too much. Too much. Wow.
Also, are we really calling Bo Campers a chain of restaurants? I mean, there's three. What are you so mad at, Stun Steve? Jesus Christ.
It's good. Hey, you tell that to Bo Camper.
Bo hasn't paid my bill yet.
And you're out here talking about Crowder Powder. He just started it.
Crowder Powder, available in all stores except for every store. It's only available at his website, CrowderPowder.com. We got final segment of the day on the other side. Frog Week. Time now for our favorite Monday game. But before we get started, Leroy would like to tell us the best.
Let me tell you something about A&T Dry Cleaners. They're the best dry cleaning in South Florida. And if you want the best dry cleaning in South Florida, use our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners. The owner, Ara, is a friend of the show. How many of you are sick of not getting the direct care and of bad customer service? That's never the case with A&T Dry Cleaners. They are family-owned 40-plus years. They have a seamstress on site that also is Ara's mom, so you know she's doing it right. And they can do same-day sewing, pick up, and drop off your orders. Just give Ara a call or text them at 954-610-9383. That's 954-610-9383. Any type of alteration you need, any type of shortening, lengthening pants, whatever you need, give him a call. He'll give you a quote, let you know how much it's going to cost and how long it's going to take. And because Ara is a fan of the show, he knows how we like to hook up our people. If you mention Tobin and Leroy, you get 25% off your order. That's right, 25%. Wow. He's going to hook you up. So all you have to do is give Ara a call, 954-610-9383 at any time. Once you use A&T Dry Cleaners, you'll never launder your own clothes again.
All right, I'm going to start things off here with All Right, Oh No. I'll keep this one pretty quick. My All Right, of course, has to go to the event that we experienced this weekend, Buckets and Bets. Absolutely amazing, flawless.
All right.
I know we've mentioned it multiple times, but it really truly was.
Like,
it was
just for me, that good, though. Here, for me, y'all know who I am. Y'all know how I do things.
Be honest, people.
It's okay. I'm not one of those people that just because the company did it or somebody you know did it, gonna give it the full endorsement and praise. Right? This is nothing like that. I'm telling you, you missed out.
Absolutely.
The weather was unbelievable. The event was unbelievable. You missed out. I already text Todd. Well, we doing this next year? Because I need to be more focused on how I'm going to attack the weekend. I was too tired when Sunday hit. Right?
Yeah.
From all the golf and whatnot. And I need to plan my weekend more and accordingly so that I can get there early and spend some time there. That's how good this was.
My oh no, unfortunately, it's going to go to Tiger Woods.
Oh no.
Woo, Tiger.
Tiger Woods. Tiger
running up through him.
He confirms his relationship with Vanessa Trump, posting a couple pics to his account said, love is in the air and life is better with you by my side. We look forward to our journey through life together. At this time, we would appreciate privacy to all those close to our heart.
Nobody asked you.
Wait.
Okay.
Let me tell you why they do that.
Yeah.
Want me to tell you why they put stuff out there first?
Get ahead of it.
So the paparazzi don't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's why they do that. He doesn't want to be bothered. But if he is bothered, it's going to be under his terms. And that's the only reason why they did that. Soon as the chatter started, we're like, we better get ahead of this. That's it. Not that we care.
Well, both of y'all better buckle up. I wish him the best. But I already know the amount of scrutiny that will be coming his way if this doesn't go the way that he wants it to. Man, wish him the best.
I just let people live their life. You do you. I'm not going to judge. I'm not going to pass judgment on who you with, what you do, whatever. That's your life. And that's, I think, more people should take that approach. Stop worrying about other people's stuff.
Leroy, who is your all right or oh no?
My all right, again, is going to go to Tyler. That nice. Dude was there right. for what? Damn near four straight days?
Yeah, just about.
Right. Four straight days. And I've seen him in the morning.
Yep.
And I've seen him at the end of the day. Let me tell you, he looked like he'd been there all day. Right? That dude worked his ass off.
We shared a cigar yesterday night at 11 o'clock. It's pretty good.
Right. I'm telling you, he worked his butt off. Because there wasn't a time where I texted him where he was like, hold up. Yep. I got you. What you need? Right? Yeah. Wasn't a time.
Tyler.
And I would say, more people need to take that attitude, right? Well, no, just being, you know, as far as coworkers, treating them a certain way with respect or whatever, getting back to you, doing all the little things. I ain't saying you got to give a whole bunch of stuff, but I'm just saying, just being adults. I wish more people would do that. That was a cool job by him. I hope we do it again. I'm telling you, my game plan gonna be totally different.
Well, let's just hope that we also have a really good time on the golf also. That way
right.
continues.
No. So I don't know if we broadcast. I don't know if we broadcast him from there.
That's really why I don't know.
I keep hearing yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. Then I'm in. Well, I'm in. That is the best way to see golf. People don't understand. This is how golf works. They have a morning wave and an evening wave. So if one of your golfers tees off in the morning wave, you got to go early. If he tees off in the evening wave, then you got to go evening. You're there in the evening. The way live golf is, all the golfers tee off at the same time. So you can sit one spot and they all go. They all got to play that hole. So that's one of the advantages.
Who is my your oh no.
no? Oh no!
George Foreman.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Really likable dude. Who didn't cheer for George Foreman? When George Foreman made his comeback, he got more fans then than he did when he was fighting Muhammad Ali and
all. Yeah, he wasn't like in the 70s.
He wasn't like, right, he wasn't like. And so for people, how else can I put it? Think of the turnaround Tyson had. Not because of all the off-field stuff, but just what people thought of Tyson early on in his career. And how they feel about Tyson now. That was George Foreman. So, sad to see him go. That's my oh no.
Figgy, unfortunately, coming close to it. So, if you can, quickly, what is
I will your... quickly say my all right obviously goes to Buckets and Bets. But it also goes to Tracy Morgan for not letting his throw up stop him from going to Madison Square Garden again.
That's gross.
He should be nasty. Work. Should be bad. You got it. All right, Buckets and Bets.
Yep.
And oh, my no. own list, Marcos Best, by the way.
Rick Pitino and the St. Johnny's. Yeah, St. Johnny's. Oh, that was bad.
Let down.
That was bad. That
let
was
down.
Let down.
Let down.
All right, guys.
Were you a Johnny's fan when Mullins?
Oh, man, I've been a Johnny's fan, yeah, since Mark Jackson, okay. Rod Strickland, all them guys, man.
They had a squad back
they
then.
They had a squad. Jason Williams, before he decided to shoot his limo driver.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Don't forget. Vinny Johnson, been in the microwave.
No.
All right, ladies
no,
and gentlemen.
No, he did not.
Ridiculous. You're ridiculous.
Frog Week continues tomorrow. We'll be back with more Tobin and Leroy. Mañana.